In this guide, you will learn how to embrace your vulnerability so that you can change your life for the better. You will learn what vulnerability really is and the benefits of embracing it in the long term. The guide will reveal the most common myths and misconceptions about vulnerability so that you can dismiss these. Developing a success through vulnerability mindset is the first thing that you must do, and the guide will show you the exact steps that you need to take. You will also learn how to stop avoiding your vulnerabilities and how to overcome your fear of vulnerability. The guide also reveals the habits of people who embrace their vulnerability and how you can adopt these in your life. You will also discover the best ways to use your vulnerability to achieve success in your life and the 8 best practices that you need to follow to ensure that you get the best results from the power of your vulnerability. Everything that you need to know about embracing your vulnerability and changing your life for the better is in this powerful guide. So please read every word and apply what you learn. The steps outlined in the guide require practice, patience, and persistence. This guide is all about using your vulnerability to your advantage. Rather than seeing your vulnerability as a weakness, you will see it as a strength as you progress through the guide. You need to understand what vulnerability is and what it isn't before you begin your journey. Vulnerability is an essential part of life. What is vulnerability? To be vulnerable means to be susceptible to attack or criticism, like when you share your true self with someone and they reject you. On the surface, this seems like a bad thing. But, in reality, it's not that simple. Vulnerability is an essential part of life, and we should embrace it instead of running from it. That might sound weird. But think about it, have you ever rejected anyone because they were too honest with you? No. Anytime someone offers their true self up to us, we run as fast as we can in the other direction because we're afraid of being hurt. We're scared that if we reveal how we really feel, they won't like us anymore, which makes perfect sense considering how many times our intentions have been twisted against us in the past. But why do those old wounds keep hurting?